כן.
Yeah, I made it up yesterday. There's another Shabbos in Beiruvin on Shabbos. Yeah, thinking I'm going afterwards. I was thinking afterwards. That's sort of an even better speech. Yeah, maybe I'll ask to speak again on Shabbos. I'll drop by. All right. We're on Daf Chaf and Beis, and we are before the Mishnah still. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 11 lines up from the Mishnah. Yeah. Up to the words, it's by a dot. Oh, I don't know if there's a dot there. I can't see if I made it myself. The Mutar Vitaris Trefa. I think I made it. Is there a dot there, Vacha K? Mutar Vitaris Trefa, do you have that?
No, there's no
doubt. Okay, I made it myself. Yeah. Okay. Mutar Batar's Treva, though, is a new statement. It's a quote from the Mishnah. It says that if you took a nether not to derive any benefit from fish, so Torah's Trufa is okay. Now, Torah's Trufa is really regular fish, just chopped up. And we say that it's like a filter fish. I don't know if it's actually gefilte fish or just, you know, like a fish salad. But in any event, the Gemara comes to the interesting conclusion that when you ask yourself on dog, you mean whole fish, not chopped off fish.
So once you can't recognize it.
Right. Once it's like a chopped...
So what about tuna?
Yeah, that would be the same thing.
Tuna?
If you were annoyed there from fish, it wouldn't include tuna fish. Well, at least it's not a Gemara. I don't know if that would be true anymore today, but that would be, that was the case at the time of the Gemara. Right. So, that's right. Vishena Trufa Aser. But if it's not chopped up, then it's forbidden because that's included as nether on fish. Rabbi Yirmi Amar Zira Boile. Rabbi Yirmi asked, does this argue on Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan said, Hilchub in the Dorim Achalosh Mreyoda. And they went in the lashon of in the dorim after the language of individuals. Now, this is not really going back on what we just learned. Now it's going back on the Gemara before, which said that if a person said that he's not going to eat fish, then he's also in all sorts of fish, whether they're small, large, or small. A person says he's not going to eat doga, so it only answers kalchid, a certain type of very small fish. So he. Right, something like that. So if that's the case, the Gemara asks, so kalchid is doga and not dog, right? Leitzurich, is that true? Leitzurich the barna. So the Gemara says, yes, it's true. Leitzurich the barna shmei melechavrei zavin linunav uzavin lekalchid. People, I don't know exactly how their marketplaces work, but when people say, sell me a fish, nun in America is a fish, they don't give them a kalchid. But the kalchid is not including dog, it's specifically doga. People don't, when they're asked for fish, don't in a fishmonger store, they wouldn't offer him the kalchid, they'd offer something else. So therefore, kalchid is not included in the parameters of fish. Okay? Again, I don't know what kind of fish it is, but it's something which is so dissimilar. Crab. I don't know what it is. It's not something which is not... Obviously, it's kosher, but something which is not like fish itself. Rabbi Avin Shlomilamin Basro. Rabbi Avin heard the same thing from the next case, where it said, as we just mentioned, I know the betar is trufa mutar betzir uver murios. If somebody who takes a nether not to eat chopped fish is allowed to eat fish brine and fish oil. Oh, so it sounds like now here the next words, two words. Instead of saying b'she'ena trufa, it should be b'tzachana osir. Tzachana means a mixture of small types of fish. Again, I don't know exactly what the difference between all these things are, between the chopped fish and the mixed up types of fish. So it's some sort of mixed fish dish. So we see here that this is even the person takes a netter from Torah's trufa. So there, it's mutis allowed to have tzir murias, which are obviously brine oil and not chopped up fish, right? But tzachara is also. So again, here the Gemara says Rebbe Amar. Obviously, it's a word mystic because it couldn't be Rebbe the Tana. Rebbe Amar, Rebbe Zira boy. The Rebbe Zira asked the question. Lays it up. Please, Rebbe Yochanan is not only Rebbe Yochanan. Rebbe Yochanan and Amar Rebbe Yochanan said Hilchum Endor Machlosh Mnei Adam. Right, and here, how does Mitzko Koy Losh Mnei Adam? When a person says Taris Trufa, he doesn't mean to include Sachana. Says Amar, yes, Lays Urcha. I'm not sure if it's a question or if this is part of the question or part of the answer, but the gist of it is either part of the question or part of the answer. I think it's part of the answer. Is it not the way of individuals to call to when they sell when they come in to buy Tori, they mention they want Tori's, the guy gives them back Tzachana. So Tzachana is considered to be in Lashem Le'odam a form of Taurus. Okay, whatever it is, it is. And indeed, Taman and Bavel, Kari on the Tarisa Tzachana. They call Tarisa Tzachana. So the bottom line is the Gemara just comes up with this conclusion that whatever people, I mean, we knew this already, but this Mishnah just reinforced that, whatever people call by a specific name, it goes by what people call, not by the genus and the species to which it's affiliated. So therefore, if dog has a connotation, and doggy may have a connotation, and doggo has a connotation, each one answers based on the accepted connotation among people, not based on any other standards.
I think Taurus, isn't that a fish? It's one of the astrological signs.
Taurus is a bull.
Is it a
bull? Yeah. Well, it's a car, too, but it's a bull. I think it's a bull. Okay? Tor in Aramaic also. There's Tor is a shore. Right. Okay? Tura, that's right. Somebody who takes again, the same principle. Somebody takes a nether not to derive any benefit from milk. So Mutzavakum is allowed to derive benefit from whey. Milk and whey are not the same thing, even though, of course, one is derived from the other. It catches too. Rabbi Shalta, whey doesn't have to be Chavisro. Yeah.
But it is
milk. It's milk, but it's milk. It's milk cake, but it doesn't have precisely the same parameters. So I know you're going to call Mutav Tzah Kum is allowed to have whey. Rabbi Yossi or Rabbi Yossi forbids. Mina Kum, the person takes a nether not to have Kum, Mutav Chav is allowed to have milk. Abba Sholomer, I know you're going to have Gvino, somebody who takes a nether not to have cheese. Also, Baal is also to have cheese, Ben Melucha, Ben Fula, whether the cheese is salty or not. Melucha is salty, Tfula is unsalted. Right. Okay? Says Mara Malbukum, what's kum? Chalba miktara. It's milk, which is literally miktara means it's knotted. So it means after the milk has curdled and become solidified, it's the runoff from that milk. That's called kum. Okay? Literally, I think the word kum means from, you know, kum means to stand. So then, which is kam, is like solidified. Right, right. So that's where it comes from. My time, Rabbi Yossi, what's the large Rabbi Yossi who answers the way when you ask where you said milk? So shame of you correlates. Interesting as far. I don't, for some reason, I intuited that, as you probably would have at this point, is ready, already, that this type of svar is not in the Bavli. The Bavli Rishami says it's called by its father's name. Or its kum is a son of milk, right? So therefore, it's milk. If you are a corner of Yossi, if you ask for milk, so then you ask for whey, because you ask for the overarching original substance, so that answers the whey as well. Okay? Now, Daita Rabbi Yossi, corner of Yossi, Hanoida Miyain, also Miyain Mavushal. If somebody takes a netter not to drink wine, we hold he's allowed to drink cooked wine. But Goren Rabbi Yossi is also B'yayim Mevushal. Why is that? Because it's Chamra Mevashlo. It's cooked wine. So what's the Av? The Av is the wine. And you took a netter from the Av. So therefore, you're also in the Yayim Mevushal. Even though Lagabi Kashrus, Yayim Mevushal again does not have the same parameters as regular wine. So now that's sufficient, however, to make it...
He's not making himself a nazir. He's just making a nazir.
No, just from wine. Right. Right, not from grape. Not from grape byproduct.
So
bri- bri-
I wouldn't apply if he made himself a nazir.
Right, 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 right. Okay? This is now this is a little bit of a change of gears. This is Mr. Rabbi Shimon said name Rabbi Shua. Called over Shishla Matirin. Anything which can be made permissible in some way other than bittul. Right, you don't have to. You have some other tool which you use other than bittul to make it mutter. Kigo, such as tevel. Right, tevel you can make a mutter by taking off troops from Mitzvahs. Mitzvah Sheni, you can take and make mutter by redeeming it. Be'ekdesh, you can make mutter by redeeming it as well. Be'achodesh, make a mutter by bringing the korban over. Lo nadu lehem chachomim shir. Chachomim did not give a specific shir for bitul by them, for nullification. Elamin v'mina b'koshu, it gets mixed up in a similar substance, then the shir is, no matter how small a mixture it is, how small the prohibited substance is which is mixed in, so nevertheless, it answers. So that's the general principle, the rabbinic principle, Dovah Shesh L'Matirin. Dovah Shesh L'Matirin means anything which can be mutter in some other way, we don't use bittul in order to make it mutter. Chazal made a decree. Said if you don't actually tochlena b'isr, tochlena b'atr, instead of eating while it's osir, and using bittul, eat it while it's mutter, and do the rectification which is going to make it mutter.
So let's say some chadash gets mixed in.
Yeah, you have to wait till after Pesach, not a second day Pesach, or it's here.
It's not
no bit of rov. That's what we're saying, right? Even though the rice would be bottle, but Rabbanan barred you, your reliance on bit of rov in this case. Okay? Because Shane,
That's right.
I forget who says that, but there is somebody who says, one of the Rishonim says, the reason why Chomet is not bottle even b'mashu is because of min b'mi, it's because of Dovah Shesh L'Matirin. Those who say it's because of Chumro Chomet, but more there are those who say it's because of Dovah Shesh L'Matirin, I forget who says that. Yeah, well here it doesn't say Chomet, but that's the idea. Right. Black implication. So it says more, Ella, rather min b'mi, if it gets in, mixed in with similar stuff, kosher, no matter how small the shear, it's awesome. But shalom mino, if it gets mixed in stuff which is not of its type, notice the time, then as long as it gives a taste, the mixture is prohibited. Once the taste goes away, so then it's no longer prohibited.
So it's sherry casks on the single malt.
See, I don't know if they give a taste or don't give a taste. The Pashas is, in my opinion, that they would give a taste. Why else would they do it?
Why else would they line with sherry?
But allegedly, Bill Cantor was an issue and found out that they don't actually give a taste. I don't know, but that's to me it makes no sense. I don't understand the whole thing. Okay, so amen. So says Gemara, v'chol she'en l'matir, anything which cannot become mutter another way, kigon truma, such as truma where you can't make a mutter another way, the chala and chala you can't make mutter another way, v'arla, same thing. And gila karam, stuff which grew in a mixture of grain and wine and grapes. So all those nosim chalom shir, chalom said they are bata when you have a specific shir because of the concept of dover she'elam atirim. They're not, can't be mutter in any other way. And therefore, min b'mino, they get mixed into a similar type, skip the next two words, they're superfluous. Chalom again, really the way to read it actually is nosim chalom shir min b'mino. They're various different shirim. Sometimes it's 60, sometimes it's 100, sometimes it's 200, depending on the severity of the substance. But shalomimino, here too, if it gets mixed with something else, then the prohibition has been no same time. The prohibition is based on the amount of taste, on giving taste into the mixture. How we take off of dough.
So it's like truma. Yeah.
So the interesting thing is there's a Ridbaz here. The Ridbaz says that brings down a Taz, and the Taz says, why is Truma also not Dover Sheish L'Matirin? You can go me Matirin there on Truma too. The separation of Truma is a form of nether. Why can't you call Dover Sheish L'Matirin? Because instead of using Bittul, you can just go and be Matirin nether. So the Taz says, I mean, you have to say it's really fundamental, even though the Ridbaz has a lot of difficulties with this. He says that since Truma is a mitzvah, right? So therefore, the mitzvah is to keep it that way. By Nedarim, the exact opposite is true. It's a mitzvah to get rid of the neder, to be shoyl on the neder. So every nedarim might be considered davar sheyesh l'matir on the normal circumstances. But used in the neder to perform a mitzvah such as truma, then we don't call it davar sheyesh l'matir because we don't want you to undergo and undermine the mitzvah true did of setting aside trumas and maaseros and make it render again tebel. By truma, we don't want you to render it tevel again by being matir neder. By truma sumaisus, you did a mitzvah. Why would you want to render? So that's not considered davar sheyesh matir, even though theoretically you could be a matir neder. You could go to chacham be matir neder on your truma, but we don't consider that because that's davar sheyesh matir.
You could matir neder.
You could be matir neder on truma. Yeah, sure.
Once it's truma, you gotta give it.
You think it's once you're matir neder, your food is tevel again. You can't eat it. So why would you want to do that? But you can be matir neder. But by nedarim, the Gemara is about to ask, what's the story by nedarim? They consider me davar sheyesh matir because they go to a chacham, or it's not davar sheyesh matir. So why I the chora truma is also neder, but that's the neder we want you to keep. It's a mitzvah to keep. The neder, a regular neder, is a mitzvah to get rid of. So that's why a neder might be davar sheyesh, a generic neder might be davar sheyesh matir, even though the specific neder making truma is not a davar sheyesh matir. Because, you know, I better check if he... He usually doesn't come this late, so maybe he's not coming, but let me just check and see if he, if Mayor,
Sure, lights around.
Yeah, man.
The lights were out in the library. Can you see the light?
Yeah, you can't. Okay. So says the Gemara. In the door, my davilun. So what's the status of a neder? Kedavar sheyesh l'matir or kedavar sheyesh l'matir? You know, a neder, a regular neder, it's admitted you can be shoyl. So what's the status of a regular neder? Is that a davar sheyesh l'matir or davar sheyesh l'matir? So says the Gemara. Mistabra makes sense to say me'abdina that we make it. Kid davar sheyesh l'matir, like a davar sheyesh l'matir. The tin with tamal we learned over there, shazokin oker saneder meikaro, that a zokin undermines the neder retroactively, and therefore it's a davar sheyesh l'matir because the whole neder is batal mavuto retroactively. That's a davar sheyesh l'matir. Amar they said, ain't okra elamikano l'haba. He only does it from here on in. Now, everybody has difficulties with like this because, what do you mean he only does it from here on in? Everybody agrees that a neder is retroactively canceled.
It never
canceled. So they want to say the Korban Edah has a shot, which seems to be as reasonable as anything else written on the topic, that it was usher till now because of his nether, so therefore it's not, and he can't do it on his own, he has to go to Chacham to do it, so therefore it's like a davar she'ein l'matir because it's something where, how should I put it, it's not an easy thing to be matir it. It's a complex and difficult process to be matir. Davar sheyesh matir is something where it's very easily, you know, rectified otherwise, but here it's difficult to rectify it otherwise for being matir neder. You have to find somebody else, and you have to during the time which neder was not yet mutter, you have to be careful. So therefore, it's really, I guess it sounds somewhat baobakish, but really that makes it like a davar sheyesh matir. The fact that it's so difficult to get a mutter makes it like a davar sheyesh matir.
Does it matter which method you're using to amatris the neder, such as harato or esad?
It doesn't seem that way. The Ritbaz wants to make some noise about that.
I'm sure I can work something.
Yeah, right. There is such a thing. You know, now that you remind me, there is such a thing in the Bavli. With the Bavli, there is such a thing. It's a distinction made between Karat and Pesach. I don't remember exactly what it is, but you're right. It could be maybe that would be somewhere. Maybe it has something to do with it. It comes up in the ninth paragraph of the Dorim. Maybe it'll come up here too, but I don't remember exactly how that would work. Okay, says Gemara, V'dom Masnisa, Harvallah Kedavish Shmatir. Now, this Bryce we're about to learn, actually, I think it's a Mishnah later on. No, it's a Mishnah Trumas. Makes Truma like a Kedavish Shmatir. Now, we learned till now that Truma is a Kedavish Shmatir. But now we're going to learn a Mishnah that says Kedavish Shmatir. The answer that we learned over there, Gidule Truma. If you planted Truma, you plant the truma, took stuff which is truma, and usually what happens is, why would you plant the ground? Because the truma became tummy. And the way to take truma off of truma is by planting it again, right? The thing is that when you do that, you really, we don't want you to do that, because then we're afraid you're going to grow crops which have kedusha as truma and not eat them as truma. So if we find you, how do we find you? So we said, gidule truma, truma. We said whatever grows is truma. Oh no, that's not the reason why. Sorry, we find you. Sorry, I made a mistake. We find you that whatever you grow has the status of truma, because otherwise we're afraid you're going to leave the truma tomato around, and some of you come to eat it before you plant it. Which means the rice, so anytime you plant truma in the ground, it becomes nullified and becomes then if it sprouts again, it becomes kulin. So, but Rabban are afraid if somebody had truma tomato, you leave it around until such time as he could plant it, and then, you know, if he gets chulin, of course it's to his advantage. So in order to deprive that advantage, they said everything which grows from truma is itself truma. Okay? Means truma. So the answer on gedule truma truma. The gedule gedulein, but if you are big enough Russia that you took which grew the second time, planted it again and made a third generation, then the third generation is chulin. What we see here, what? Well, it must be Dover Shein Lomatirin, because it was Dover Sheyesh Lomatirin. Then how could it be Mutter, the Gedule Gedulin? Why would that be Mutter? Let's make it Osir as well, right? So it must be from the fact we didn't make Gedule Gedulin Osir that we consider it. The third generation is Ein Lo Matir. That's why it becomes Mutter, but that's why it's Mebato, the Truma. Stavish Ein Lo Matir. We don't advise another way, but there is no other way to make a Mutter. So it seems from here that the Truma is a Stavish Ein Lo Matir. Because we say it's Mutter in of itself, without having to be matir, without everything be matir neder, right? We don't make it be matir neder. It could be matir neder. No, that's the principle of davarsha ein lo matirin, that truma is not going to be a davarsha ish lo matirin because it's a mitzvah to keep it as is. So therefore, it's not going to be a davarsha ish lo matirin. So it says for one has tevel, stuff which is untied altogether, and stuff which is first meiser, which trumas meiser has to be taken. And wild growth through shmita, utrumas chutzlaretz, and truma taken off of chutzlaretz, which is regarded as tomei. Vamaduma, a mixture of truma and chulin, that's called maduma. By Bikurim, and Bikurim are the first fruits of Charles are the status of Truma. So Gidule and Chulin, the actual growth is Chulin. Why is that? The actual growth is Chulin. Because we're not afraid you're going to leave it around and eat it. Why make the actual growth truma of truma truma? Because they're afraid you're going to go around and eat it, right?
Why are they not afraid that they're going to eat svichei shviz?
Because even if they do, it's only a lot, not a chiv miso. Actually, my shviz not. You're asking good. Um, Why talking that we make a zero on my Sabisha? Well, I'll tell you why. Not about case that we forgot to take off Trumas Maiser. There, the Chorotit, the Maiser Rishon, is Taka Machayv Yumisa. This way, he took off the Trumas Maiser. He took off the Trumas Maiser. And he gave it to the Kohen. The thing is that now, the question is what the Maiser Rishon itself is not considered to be a Dovah Sheshon Matir or Dovah Sheshon Matir. Maiser itself, once you took off the Trumas Maiser, it's separated. So now is the remainder of Davish Shematir and Davish Eilu Matir. Okay? So in that, the Gemara says, even though somebody could theoretically be Matir Neder and the Maiser Rishon made two, people are not going to do that, right? They're not supposed to do that. That's what he's saying. Again, Abu Tevel, Maiser Rishon, Sviche Shvies. Stuff which goes wild during. From Truma, from Maaser Rishon and during Shemitah, and Truma's Chutzah, the Truma Chutzah is also led only the Rabbanan, not the Raisa. Umaduma and mixtures of which I guess the right to be bottle of Truma and other stuff. By Bikurin, first fruit, Gidule and Chulin, that which grows to them is Chulin, Gidule, the Gidule, period, the Gidule Hektesh. That which grows in Mekdesh, Maiser Sheni, and that which grows in Maiser Sheni, Chulin, it's Chulin, but it should be Upode Osam, instead of Yifta, Upode Osam, you have to redeem them, Bizman Zaram. That should be Kizman Zaram. You have to redeem them like the time that they are. A time they were planted. But if you plant the Maiser Sheni stuff specifically, you can redeem it, right? So I determine the redemption price, like what grows or what you planted. So Gemara says you go by the time that you plant. To make her cool, I assume. So in any event, the Peter has a. No, but you have to wait till harvest anyway to eat it. How are you going to eat it unless you harvested it? Right?
Sell the futures.
No, that's not so bad. You have to actually take off the mice only when it, you have to redeem it when it exists. So in any event, be that as it may, why are we reading this all down? The title, we learn concerning this, by Medvar and Morin, Tapach of Avon Beis, by Medvar and Morin, Bismad Shekol, Zaro Kole. When do I say all these things apply that you can redeem and all that kind of stuff? When the seed rots in the earth. But it's something where the seed does not rot in the earth. Gidulei gidulim osurin. The growth of the growth is osur. Now, this is a kasha, actually, because that's case, isn't that like Dover Sheishlo material? Because it's saying by Maiser Sheni that you have to, that the gidulei gidulim are osur, right? How come? Let it be bato, just like the gedulim are also. Let the gedulim be bato, and so must be that it's a davar sheish l'matir, and therefore you want to redeem it. So says the Gemara. V'chomer who be gedulim? No, it's a severity by gedulim. Night with where the davar sheish l'matir and davar sheish l'matir. It's a severity by Gedulim. The Amar Rabbi Zir B'Shem Rabbi Yonasan. Rabbi Zir said name Rabbi Yonasan. But so shall Kili Akar if you have an onion which grew in a vineyard, which is forbidden, shall occur that you uprooted the Shoslo and you plant it again. A few hosts have come, even it became several sizes larger. So now you can't see the core anymore, which became awesome, right? You can't see the core which was in the vineyard. So nevertheless, a few sheep. That which is grew in Isser does not overwhelm the Isser. That's an interesting principle. That which grew in Isser. If you grew Miser Sheni stuff from Miser Sheni seed, it's considered to be grown in Isser. Because the seed from which it came is also. So therefore, whatever grows is also as well. Okay? So as he's saying, that the same thing is true about the onion over here. Even though now there are many layers on top of the inner layer which grew in the forbidden vineyard, nevertheless it remains also as well. Is that making sense?
Well, you don't recognize the onion anymore.
Well, you do recognize the onion, you don't recognize the part of the onion which grew in the prohibition. Because it's a very small bulb, but now it's a very large bulb. So that's enough, the Gemara says. That's what Gemara says. You might say that that's considered to be. Well, it says here. You might say that that at that point this is uprooted. So that's like saying Gemara says here that the Isser still remains intact, even though the core is very small. Now, the Gemara is saying that that's a special gzera by Gidule Gidulin. Or by Gidulin. It's one Gidul, I don't know exactly where this came from. Kiliyah Kamer, so it's one prohibition. That's two prohibitions. I don't know why I'm having this much difficulty. It's quite straightforward. The more I ask the question, it seems that we see from the fact that Gidule Gidulim are Osir. From this we seem to see that it's like Davashesh Lamatirin. We tell you go redeem it. Right? So there's more no get a life. That's not the reason why. The reason why is because Gidul, they are Machmir by Gidul. It's a special aloha b'chumra, they are Machmir. And the reason why they're machmir is because the principle she'en gidulei iser mali mesa iser. Ultimately, everything this mixture came from iser. It all came from Miser Sheni. It all came from truma. There's no bittul here to say. Davashish matir is when I say bittul. What does bittul mean? There's substance A and substance B which opposes it here. But here it's not really the case. Here it's all grew from Miser Sheni seeds, from whatever seeds, Kiliyah Kerem seeds. So therefore, it's not a Dover Sheish Lo Matirim. We're preventing Bittul, which otherwise would apply to work. No, this is not Bittul.
So even for Gidulei Gidulim?
What?
It's
not Bittul. If you ask for Gidulei Gidulim, which Gemara does here only in a case where it has a bulb, a group from a bulb, then yeah, same thing. It all grew basis, so you're not going to be maturing. So the thing is over there, it's more of an Arab Marisayan issue. Right, because, well, not just Gan, but I'm saying that the people saw that it grew, and they say, oh, that's your uncle's onion from the vineyard. So that's why we asked her. But the idea is fundamentally sound, that we're more machmir by Gidulim, because it's not really a true bittul, in the sense that there isn't a usher substance and a mutter substance, but everything came from usher substance. You want to say that that usher substance transformed into a mutter substance because it regrew again, but that's not a classic bittul. So therefore, it's not because that we're depriving the situation of a bittul, because it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin, but rather saying this is something where the Chazal imposes special stringency because it's recognizable, because it came from a davar eser, etc., etc.
So, how about what we learned earlier in the stuff about the
Right, because this is talking about where that stuff called davar sheyin zaro kola doesn't grow from bulbs. If it grows some bulbs, then we ask what you do. Okay? So it says the word Bahamas Nisa. The next Meiser bring makes it Kedavra here. It's the type of the Rashba said. The Ribad brings on the Rashba. It makes it the following Meiser makes it Kedavra She'elumatir. Makes true like Davar She'elumatir. Now like makes Nedorim actually in this case. Davar She'elumatir. It's not the tenth one we learned over there. So he takes a netter to refrain from a certain thing, but he's sorry, but it got mixed up. But acher and something else. And the Yeshua Monositab, it gives a taste, a raise of us, it's forbidden. Now, says the Gemara, so far it seems to be straightforward. Tipoter, let's analyze this case and say it's about mean b'she'eino mino, where it's one type and a type which is dissimilar. It should be here instead of Kidavar, it should be Ha Min Bimino. It was actually Min Bimino. It's supposed to mean Bino Bino Mino. Then we make it like Kidavar, even though it says Bidavar. It would be Kidavar, Shreshim Atari, be like something which has a head or some other way. So, a very strange raya from this Mishnah. There she says, regular Nedorim of Min B'Shein Omino are B'No Sein Ta. So with this we deduce that if it's Min B'Mino, so, no, similar type, so then it's not Bottle at all. And that would be, of course, be a right if you say it's not Bottle at all, to say that we paskin that Nether is Dovah Shishna Matir. Because if it's Dovah Shishna Matir, it should be Bottle and Lesser Shia, but it must be it's like Dovah She'ein lo matir, yishesh lo matir, and therefore it's not mutter, unless you are matir in some other way, such as by being shol on your nether. Okay, so this mission seems to indicate that nedarim are dov yishesh lo matir. Okay, again, because it's a funny thing, because the mission doesn't say it's missing, we're inferring from the mission. The mission says, with no sitam, it's bottom. No, it means Mimimino, it's not Bata. Why would it not be Bata Mimimino? The only reason we can think of is because it must be like Dabba Shishma Matir. Okay? Says Mishnah for that. No, it didn't mean a Bosser. Somebody who took an oath not to eat meat. Mutter Rotev is allowed to eat the Rotev, the sauces, and the Kippah. This is like, I don't know exactly why you define this, but it's like meat particles, which are in the pot, but not actually part of the meat. Is that making sense? Like, it's like little flakes of meat. I don't know how to describe it. Scraps, maybe, I don't know. But, yeah, it's smaller than scraps. Okay? So, but it's like, it's the stuff which is in a semi-solid gravy. That's the stuff in the gravy. Okay? It says forbidden. Rabbi said, Maisav also, Rabbi Tarvam, Beitzim Sheis Bashel B'tocho. Once Rabbi Yehuda forbade to me the eggs which are cooked in the sauce or in the gravy. Amrlo, they said, the chena dover. I think that's astonishment. So the question, Mechena Dover is in fact that way? I think that's what it means. Amosai, in any event, when is this true? Bismancha Ein Oshamar Bosar Ze Olai. He said, this means to be upon me. Avol Hanoider Min Hadover. But something Greeks in there not to have something, even Isari, Be'achar, and Gamix, and something else. Imiesh Bomano St. Tom, if there's a taste still exuded, I raise the ulcers forbidden. But not to me, I ain't somebody takes a letter from wine. Mutzer v'tav shul shiyesh bo tamyin. He's permitted in a cooked dish which has the taste of wine. Omer konim yayin zeh sheni toim said, not this wine. I scared. Now I understand what the Chena Dover is. I just blanked out. I know what I mean. Let me go back to the beginning of the mission minute. I know what I mean, Abbasar. Somebody takes netter from meat. Mutter Baraita Vakipa is allowed to have the Chaitev is the sauce or the gravy, and the Kippa is the little particles of meat in the gravy. We said, Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Yudah, Oyser, we just forbid. Om Rabbi Rabbi said, Maise. V'amar li, v'amar vasar li, Rabbi Tarfer, Tarfer beit me, Beitzim she's pasha b'tocha, the eggs that are cooked inside the sauce. Amrlo, they said, v'cheinadorva, that's true. V'cheinadorva means that's true. But Amosai, when is it true? V'smacho mar basar zeh olai. This is actually a fascinating thing.
If I said, meat is asur on my meat. I didn't ask for any specific piece of meat. So meat is asur on me, but not gravy.
Nor, you know, the particles of meat in the gravy.
If I say this meat is on me, and then you cook that piece of meat,
then gravy is
exactly, the gravy gets impregnated.
Any derivative of that particular piece of meat.
That particular piece of meat, you got it. Okay, so that's a meat. Okay?
Principle with the fish before. Like,
Right. So Amos says, Manchamar Bus says, I have a neder min ha-dover, but somebody takes a neder from a thing, the sarabag, and then gets mixed up in other things, right, like meat in the gravy. Im yesh bo v'no same time, if it's got a taste of raisin, also it's forbidden. Ha-neder min ha-yayin, mutzumetav shesh b'yitam yayin. So the person takes a neder from wine generically, he's allowed to eat a cooked dish which has wine in it. However, Amar Koinim Yain Zeh. He said, this wine chain I'm not going to taste. In that case, another top should fell into a cooked dish. Im Yesh Bon and Oy same time. If it gives a taste, I raise Zeh. Oh, sir, that's right. Amar Rebbe Hillel, Rebbe said, Mekamach Amar Zeh. Since he said the word Zeh, also I love, you made it forbidden upon you. Vanayoso and any derivative benefit from it. Okay, and neither mean ha novim. Somebody takes it not to eat grapes. Have olives. Mutter b'shem is not to have oil. Ona konim zaysim ha novim. He says it forbids by itself olives and grapes. Elush, these. Shady to him. Also when you eat them, he's lost in them and in that which is derived from them as well. Tana revishim elusim ha konim. If he say konim, any time it pertains to a thing which is normally eaten, and the things which are exude from it are also eaten, if it took a net about it, he's allowed to eat that which exudes from it. If he took a net about which is exuded from it, he's allowed in it. What is the example in this case? If you took a neder not to have olives or grapes, you're allowed to have olive oil and grape juice. If you took a neder not to have olive oil and grape juice, you're allowed to have olives and grapes. Okay?
What's the
chiddush?
She's just repeating.
None yet. We're going to continue. Which is not normally eaten. Vein derechitzim in alcohol. No, you eat the stuff which comes from it. No, that boat. If you took a neder in it, mutter b'yetzim, you're allowed to eat that which comes from it, and vice versa. Let's skip?
No.
Okay. My tzloch, what's the case of that going elaine to tire, such as berries. So berries, strawberries actually is toot in modern Hebrew. People don't eat strawberry or berry juice, right? I think it's probably more like a strawberry. So since people don't eat the strawberry juice, so then in that case, if you made a netter in it, and strawberries allowed to have strawberry juice. Kodav she'en darko le'achal, anything which is not eaten, but there are many local people who do eat that which comes off from it. Another bow. Wham took a netter in it, and here we finally had a Sarah Kiddush. Lois come to your manner, you didn't merely mean to answer it upon yourself, because nobody eats it. Rather, you meant in that case to answer that which emanates or is exuded from it. That's your intent. Well, what's the case like that, Maisla? Umra Yosef said, Per Umra Yosef Yosef Rabbi Boon, Zironi Kinoshem Nechon, seeds which grow in the garden which are not eaten. For example, the rape seed. What do they make from rape seed? R-A-P-E-S-E-E-D. Canola oil.
Really?
Yeah. So let's say he took a netter not to eat any rape seeds. I don't even know what a rape seed is, but let's say he took a netter like that. So that netter would actually not go on the rape seed, but rather what?
Like Noah. Is that the case where only the derivative is eaten and not the original substance? Okay. Says more my law. Oh, just then. All right. Says the mission further. I know even turn. Somebody takes there and not eat date. Mutad vashem is not that date honey. He said vidvonius if he's taking that or not to have benefit from fermented dates. Mutad vashem is still allowed to have their vinegar. Rabbi Yehuda member say Amer no. Kol shem told doso kriya love. Anytime the derivative is called by the name of the object itself, so then Benoni Menor, he took an oath man. Also Rabbi Yehuda Menor, also even which comes out of his netter, the ramifications, Chachamim Atzeri and Chachamim say it's permissible. Yeah, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the chaymet sitvonius, the vinegar from the sitvonius plant is awesome. Right? According to them, it's going to be mutter. Since it's called chaymet sitvonius, whatever sitvonius are, but it's called vinegar of sitvonius, so it remains awesome.
Martin mentioned about I assume it's much mutter olives and olive oil regarding Hanukkah candles. You know, everyone likes Hanukkah candles with olive oil. So you could use the olive oil if you took another against olives, you could use the
mitzvah. The shadows would use it past the first half hour. Is that not a mitzvah? I don't remember what to say. So amen. Says more, my time of Rabbi Yossi. Why is Rabbi Yossi Aser the there's actually Rabbi Yossi here? Yeah, we're going way back to way. Why is Rabbi Yossi Aser way? That's Gemara's question. So it says more, my time of Rabbi Yossi, shame ovi korela, because he said that the way is has named milkstone. My time, Rabbi Yehuda Meseira, what's larger, Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira over here? Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira says that that we answer the what?
The toldos.
The toldos. Hello. Hi. In the middle saying sure. 10:15 is Marv. Everything under control. Was it stormy? No. Okay. Oh, very nice. Okay, speak to you later. Okay, I don't get out at 10:30. So, again, Rabbi Yehuda Meseira says, shame but no kori or love. I must have missed the Mishnah. 1 second. Yeah, I missed the Mishnah. I missed that point in the mission. Look back at the mission, Rabbi Meseira Omer. It says, "Kosher Shem Toldoso Kriya Love." If another Emenu, also Rabbi Yitzchak Emenu. Oh no, I got it right. No, I got it right. I don't know.
It was Machlokes.
Yeah. So Rabbi Meseira says. My time Rabbi Meseira says more shame but no kori olav. Notice they're related to each other. The father and son are related. The sitvonius and the chomet sitvonius are related. We stop Rabbi Meseira. You either no, but nafkaminas like this. The Yerushalmi is not making itself clear. Let's say he took a netter from the son from the chomet sitvonius. Is that aser on talul on the ben? Is that aser the olav the sitvonius as well?
Well, we said in the other things it doesn't.
Yeah, but Rabbi Meseira, now Mark's going to say it does on Rabbi Meseira.
For this specific instance of tomorrow?
Yes. Look what Mark said. Rabbi Meseira, you ain't Mistab Rabbi Yehuda Meseira, Yodei Rabbi Yossi. Well, let me start from line 4. My time, Yehuda Meseira, shame, but no, Korea love. It's not just shame of it. Rabbi Yossi said, if you ask her milk, you ask her whey.
So Gemara is saying, well, you didn't say whole thing. You asked the weight, asked his milk. Okay? So it works both ways, according to the Mishnah. So Mistabra, Rabbi Mishnah, Yodi, Rabbi Yossi. He would agree with Rabbi Yossi that the father's name goes on the son. Rabbi Yossi, Lo Yodi, Rabbi Yodi, Mishnah, he's not going to agree that the son's name goes on the father. Rabbi Mishnah, Yodi, Rabbi Yossi, that's what Gemara says, going now. Shame no Lo Koshke. If the son's name is called on the father, so Kavachomer, Shame Aviv is called on the son. Rabbi Yossi, Lo Yodi, Rabbi Yodi, Mishnah, Lo Mal Shame Aviv. That the father's name goes on the son. Hashem b'no lo, but the son's name doesn't go on the father. So again, the nafkamina is in that case of the Sekhonet Sifonios, and also in the Dvash. Now, if I ask her honey, does it ask her also the dates themselves? So according to Rabbi Yossi, it doesn't. If I ask the dates, it asks her honey, but not vice versa. According to Rabbi Yehuda ben Mishnah, if I ask her the honey, it also asks the dates.
Why does he have this feeling for dates and weigh in milk and not for the others, like the grapes?
It's all the same.
Oh, it is.
It's just we waited, you know, we just did the wait till now to summer. Okay. Another minayayin. Mutubi yayin tapuchim. So I think instead of wine, it's allowed to have apple wine. It's not wine. We know shemen from oil. Yeah, even though it's fermented, but still mutter. We know shemen from oil. Mutter shemen is allowed to have sesame seed oil. It wasn't called oil in the old days. We know dvash. Mutter dvash tomorrow. This obviously is going if it's a person, we know a person intended bee honey. So it doesn't include date honey. We know choymet. From regular vinegar, multiple chametz tefillah, it's not considered to be that's a different type of vinegar, that date vinegar. Mina kreshin, these are different types of gourds. I don't know exactly what they are, but mina kreshin, multiple kaflutos. Mina yeret from vegetables, multiple yarkos asoda. He's allowed to have field vegetables. Why is that? Mina shu shame levai, because it's a different name, it has an accompanying name to it. Vegetables and field vegetables are not the same thing. It seems that vegetables are stuff which grows in gardens, and field vegetables are more non-domesticated, wild, right?
So it seems like the Mishnah is talking about semantics.
Yes. Right, it is semantics. The Dharma is all semantics. Good point. Yeah. Masnisa makom she'ein koren l'kaflutos krishin. Our Mishnah is talking about a case where they don't call kaflutos krishin. That's why the one is not included the other. But they do call kaflutos krishin. So then, lobado, is that not true what our Mishnah says? In fact, if you ask upon yourself, then krishin is our kaflutos osers. Says more no. Lochain tzrichon, it's going to tell us, if you don't mokush koin kaflutos krishin, even some people do call kaflutos krishin. Nevertheless, mina krishin, muta kaflutos, not necessarily reflexive. Kaflutos are called krishin. But krishin are not necessarily called kaflutos. So in that case, if you ask a krishin, doesn't ask a kaflutos. Okay, so it's like some people call zucchini squash, but they won't call squash zucchini. Right? So if you ask upon yourself squash, you didn't ask upon yourself zucchini. The other way around. If you ask upon yourself squash, you ask upon yourself zucchini. But if you ask yourself zucchini, you didn't ask for squash. Okay, whatever. Take my word for it. Okay. Says when I mean a yerk with the viarkos, I saw that nation shame levai. Because it's got a company name. The title we look at saying this, I know it mean a yerk, which feeds some days in there not to eat vegetable, drink shemitah. Also viarkos, I saw that. During Shemitah, that applies also to field vegetables. You know why? Because there are no domesticated vegetables during Shemitah, because there's no gardens. So therefore, everything is, so he meant to ask for hefker vegetables. Nisa Rabbi Chris, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Chaim, and Ganiel, Domar, Taima, Odo, he said, this is true. Tama, Odo, Domar, Ad, Shaloi, to Rabbi Lavira, because it's for Rabbi Ladan to bring vegetables from Chutzlaret during Shemitah. Abashita, Rabbi Lavira, and Chutzlaret, Loret, once Rabbi Lada made vegetables from Chutzlaret to Eretz Yisrael, he shvi'is in Shar Shnei Shavua. Same thing, when he asked upon himself the vegetables during Shemitah, he meant to ask her the domesticated vegetables, just the ones from Chutzlaret, because they're not in Eretz Yisrael. So before, so you see, the Dharm could change over time. When originally, when there were no foreign vegetables during Shemitah, he asked upon himself the vegetables grew in Eretz Yisrael, which were wild. Once they started bringing domesticated vegetables from Chutzlaret, the nether reverted to the domesticated vegetables which are brought from Chutzlaret. Aram Rabbi Yisrael and Chanina, Oshin, which is some sort of cabbage which is not normally eaten by human beings, right? Nevertheless, Mechashuvin and Tami to Masochim Jinshmiyas. Jinshmiyas are the Matami because they're considered to be significant. And again, says Mar, Chada the Dharma, that's true. Achlohi to Rabbi Levi Yerachas Bchutzaretz. That Eretz Yisrael Loretz. Amishi to Rabbi Levi Yerachas Bchutzaretz. He shvitz Yishar Shnei Shavua. Then the halacha changed. Okay, because now ocean revert to animal barter type stuff. Okay, this is again one more case. At this time, we learned Amarim Mesoshana. We don't make a leap year during Shemitah because it extends Shemitah, right? Rabbi Shviz, not Shemitah, Lo Matzoyish, it's not after Shviz. The Ivru, if they did it, I raise the Mubaris. Rabbi Zir, Rabbi Zir, Avo said, Amar Ad Shalohita, Rabbi Lach, Yerk, Mechut, Sarat, Sarat. That's before they allowed importations. Amishita, Rabbi Lach, Yerk, Mechut, Sarat, Sarat, He Shviz, Shashar, Shnei, Shavua. Now they can already be Ma'aber Shemitah as well, because anyway, people are importing vegetables. Okay, the next one is already a new topic, and we'll leave it for after Pesach.
This year, we're making Shemitah after leap year.
No, that's okay. Leap year, the year after Shemitah can't be a leap year.